Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Hierarchy is the root of all kinds of evil. On the day when we celebrate our Queen's 75 years of reign, that may sound a strange thing for me to say up here. But perhaps later on we discover it's not so. So, hierarchy is the root of all kinds of evil. Don't believe me? Just look at the backstory of some of our Bible characters. Cain kills his brother Abel because he believes God loves Abel more than he loves him. Hierarchy at the root of that sort of evil. Our Old Testament reading, read so well by Anne, is full of hierarchy, isn't it? Being cheated out of one's birthright, the switching around in the society, evil from hierarchy there. And that's all after Eden, the Garden of Eden, and before the kings come and all the evil that we see come out of hierarchy there. So you would hope, wouldn't you, that by the time we get to the New Testament and the disciples, that people had got the idea about hierarchy and to be careful with it. After all, the disciples have already heard the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. They've heard Jesus say things like, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then amongst the disciples, we hear them say, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" On the face of it, quite an innocent question out of the blue, unless we turn back to the previous chapter, of course, and then we are reminded what Jesus said in the previous chapter. "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised to life." So Jesus is going to die, they know that. And so it's no innocent question that out of the blue, this has been brooding for a little while. It's a self-serving question from the disciples. Jesus will be gone, there will be a power vacuum. Can I step into that power vacuum? Can I step up the hierarchy? Once again, hierarchy at the root of all evil. But Jesus is pretty swift here, isn't he? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like this little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And it's a theme that he seems to be developing, because if we go forward to the next chapter, he says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Now these two passages might make us think we should have a childlike faith. And indeed, many have interpreted these passages that way. But that's not really what Jesus is getting at. Jesus is not asking us to check in our brains at the door as we enter church. That's not the case. To understand what Jesus is saying, we need to understand the position in the hierarchy of children in the Greco-Roman world or in Israel in the first century. Children are nothing. They are the lowest of the low. And then it grates our ears, that sort of understanding, doesn't it, in our culture today, when actually we seem to have done the reverse, actually. We've turned that on its head, pouring all that we have and don't have into the pleasures of our children, pouring all our adoration and worship upon them. But in the society that Jesus is speaking into with the disciples, children are worth nothing until they can work or marry. They are the lowest of the low, below the muck on your feet. And into that, Jesus says this. He says the question of who is the greatest is the wrong question. How low can you go is the question. Can you be more humble than even a child? It's a spirituality of descent, not a spirituality of status. And then once he's got the ball rolling and the bit between his teeth, he carries on. He switches the metaphor slightly and says this about new believers and those who do not yet believe. "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Jesus is saying that if our actions cause someone to turn away from him, from God, then it's game over. If our bickering over what is the right and the wrong way to worship Jesus causes someone to walk away, if our constant need to be top dog, to show everyone how important we are, causes someone not to investigate the love of Jesus, then it would be better had we not lived. He doesn't muck about Jesus when he starts shooting from the hip, does he? Shoots with a shotgun straight from the hip. Something that we need to reflect upon, though, isn't it? How, I wonder, as a church, have we turned people away from Jesus in our actions? What do you and I do to turn people off investigating who God is? Jesus says, cut it off, whatever it is. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. If your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. Thankfully, once more, he's using another metaphor, isn't he? But he's saying, whatever it is that causes you to sin with hierarchy, get rid of it. And for me, although at first sight it seems strange to talk about hierarchy in a negative way on this day when we celebrate 75 years of Queen Elizabeth's reign, perhaps if we look at her approach to hierarchy, there is some good in that. Because much like when we suggest money is the root of all evil, it's not money itself that's the root of evil, is it? It's our love of the money. And I've deliberately, of course, used that phrase today with hierarchy, because much in the same way, hierarchy itself is needed often and is not the root of, is not the evil itself. But the love of hierarchy, the love of us wanting to get to the top, as it were, is the root of much evil. Perhaps if we take Queen Elizabeth's example of service, then we too can serve our neighbours as ourselves and truly put people first. That's what Jesus is saying, to place others before ourselves, to not worry about our status. And we do need to consider that, don't we? So perhaps this week is the week to consider our motives in where we place ourselves, in our families, in our society, and yes, in our church.